rocks.
Well, good morning.
What the hell is this?
You know what I feel like you're doing? I feel like you have your arms up, like
maybe
you're kind of like doing like a little shuffle dance. Kickball chain.
Exactly. I was doing a nice little dance there. I've been really groovy. Been doing a lot of chair dancing this morning.
Have you?
Yeah, a lot of chair dancing. Yeah,
I'm a good chair dancer, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you're not good at regular dancing, so I hope you know. I've seen you.
Gotta
dance
start
before.
Somewhere.
See, I've seen you dance before. It's not good.
You know, I kind of want to dance, but I don't really want to get up. So I'm just going to chair dance.
Sit there. You hold your drink. You got your straw. Yeah.
The chair.
Good old chair dancing.
What a great invention. Whoever invented the chair, thank you.
Good job.
I love sitting down.
It's the best.
I really do, though. You know, I'm a young guy. I'm fine standing. You know, it's not a problem. But damn, do I love sitting down.
You know what's so funny? How much I don't like standing is that this is a standing desk here in the studio. Luckily, we found chairs that go high enough so you
could sit down, but kind of, it's like standing.
And thank God to the person who's like, you know what? Some jerk's probably going to make like a standing desk. We're not letting that fly. Here's a super tall chair. However, if I do fall off this thing, I'm dead. I am dead.
How about the awkwardness of there's four people around, but there's only like two chairs?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Sorry, Grandma. I'm sitting. I'm tired, too.
You're pregnant?
Yeah, it's not my fault you got knocked up. Keep your legs closed. Then you can sit down next time.
I'm taking the chair.
How about that, Prego?
You know what? We're going to move it to the shade, too.
Yeah. You know, that's the other two. You know what, women, quit your bitching sometimes, okay? Because if I don't if I don't give you my seat, I'm the jerk. So don't bitch so much about equal pay and all that crap. All right?
You know,
we let you vote. You can drive, and then I got to give you my chair. That's enough. Okay.
It's ridiculous. It's a long ride.
Yeah, long ride. Oh, because you're abroad, I got to give you the chair, or I'm the jerk. Okay.
You're getting an email.
You know what? Yeah, you'll probably sit down and then look up at me and talk to me about equal rights. All right, well, fine. Okay. You know what? You want equal rights? You want to be treated equally? I'm sitting down. You got to stand. Huh? How about that?
So what is the rule? What is the rule? If you're sitting down and it's a pregnant lady for sure. You got to get up.
Pregnant lady or an old person. All right.
An old person.
Yeah. If they're past like, I don't know, what's 65?
I don't know. When is the, dude, I can't wait till I get one of those handicap stickers. Do you get a handicap sticker after a certain age?
No, you gotta qualify. It's not just, your old bag of bones. Here's your handicap sticker. No,
it's your sticker.
No, you gotta. I mean,
damn it! But to be honest,
that's also terrifying when you see an old person get to the point where it's like, God, we're just gonna give this to you. You shouldn't be driving anyway. No,
you're taking the bus.
No.
Should have a bus.
I mean, I know you can use it in the car that's taking you to where it's going. Like, I get that, but I'm talking just strictly Nana's got there and she's like, oh, this is my free pass to the front of the line. All right. Well, cripes, you hit nine people coming in here. Whoa.
You know what? Hey, I'm going to give a shout out. You know, I got to give a shout out to Walgreens. You know why? Because they're very front space, not a handicap.
The one you're talking, not the one on.
They leave it open. I love that they leave it open for the general public.
If you
want the front spot, Grandma, you're going to have to fight everybody else for it.
That's right. You better get there soon, Nana, all right, because I'm taking it.
I will box you up.
I got a prescription to pick up. I'm beating you to that spot, Nana.
taking the scenic route, Grandma.
Good luck backing that Cadillac up in the back part of the lot.
That boat you've been driving since 1972.
Hope you got your walker because you got a long ways to go in that parking lot.
Tennis balls are going to get dirty.
My bones. Should have got here faster, you old bag.
You old bag.
Anyway, look, I'm sitting my ass down. Forget it.
Me too.
We got to get to it. It is time for your morning dump. Good God.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Sorry, I had to get that out. Well, after all that working from home and comfy clothes, sexy bra sales are up. Good news, fellas. We're talking push-up bras with underwire, the good stuff. You know, it really pushes the gals up.
Underwire push-up bra.
Experts say women want some va-va-voom, if you will. I'm just reading what it wrote here. And they're buying more bras.
Va-va-voom?
You know, va-va-voom. Like, oh, yeah. You know, like the old cartoon name, va-va-voom? You know what I'm talking about? Really? You've never said you've never seen a lady and go va va boom, yeah.
Nope.
No? Never once?
Ever.
Anyway.
Not once.
So basically, long story short, the days of women wearing baggy clothes and sweats while working for home are over. Now they're going back to the workplace and they gotta have some sexiness about them.
What's the bra that like flattens them out?
We got like a sports bra. That kind of
I don't like those. I don't like those.
Yeah? I don't know. Yeah. I think you if you got a nice pair, I think sports bras kind of sexy.
Yeah, what are you trying to flatten them out for?
Well, if they're running, they don't need to be knocking themselves out. It's more for, I think, for a comfort thing while they're working out. Yeah. Mm. No. You wear something revealing when you're at the gym. Don't you wear something for comfort.
You know where you're at.
Do you get all bent out of shape with the undergarments of the fairer sex, Hunter? You're like, oh, yeah, that's not, or do you not really care?
You know, Yeah, absolutely. Here's... Am I wrong by saying this, but when there's room for curiosity, it's almost hotter?
So if a chick showed up
like
in...
Sometimes a girl in a bathing suit's hotter than being naked.
No, I get what you're saying there, but I'm saying more like, okay, if a chick shows up in a pair of granny panties and a Walmart bra, are you going to be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Or does that matter? See, for me, at this point...
That doesn't matter.
Exactly. At this point, for me, I don't care if you just got some $5, you know, granny panties and a support bra. I'm like...
I mean, what are we talking? Like 1952 garments? Like
even then, like, I'm like, man, whatever, you know? Because it's not that. It's not like I'm, you know, daydreaming about... I'm daydreaming about what's underneath, right?
I guess. Yeah.
Besides, I can use those underwear as a parachute when I got to jump out afterwards.
Of the window.
Well, see you later. Woo! Float down to the ground safely using her underwear as a...
Thanks, Granny Panties.
Thanks, Granny Panties. You're the best. So, wait, yeah, ladies out there getting some sexy bras.
What do you do? What are you? Are you you're a white... if I were to guess, you're a whitey-tighties kind of a guy.
What I wear?
Yeah.
No, I don't wear anything. I don't wear anything. Come on now.
That's right.
That's right.
You don't wear socks. You don't wear underwear.
I have literally nothing
on.
My God,
what are your shorts? You got tire tracks in your shorts?
No, because I'm a clean guy, okay? I plan it out.
You don't have a bidet. I know that.
I'm a clean guy, okay? I use wipes. I shower.
Would you put some underwear on? Come on.
What? Why? Why do I need underwear on? All right, it's just extra clothes.
It's a thing for a reason. Hey, everybody wears underwear for a reason.
Do you think our ancestors wore underwear? All right. Do you think Unga Bunga in the cave had underwear on? No, he had a loincloth. He had a loincloth and nothing else. So when it was time to get down, there was only one piece of cloth. He had to.
Is that why you don't wear underwear?
Yeah, it's primal, Hunter. All right, I'm channeling my ancient ancestors who would dance around the fire. Yeah. Yeah, right. After we do our harvest dance to bring on a good crops around the fire, all right, we're in our loincloths and we're all sweaty, and then me and the Mrs. Unga Bunga are ready to go back to the cave. All right, that's what it is.
Shorts, that's right. Dirty.
All right,
you need underwear, and you need some. You know what? You need a Christmas. You need a couple Christmases of socks and underwear.
I'm telling you, man. I think the Scots had it right with just the skirt. All right, that's just free flowing. All right,
my boy. I think they had something on underneath the skirt.
My boys are ready to go. Okay.
No, they need to be.
Yeah. And I'm free.
Some underwear.
Free balling. And I'm free.
Anyway,
looking good, ladies. Looking good. This is some sad news. It's the last full day of summer today. That's right. Autumn officially arrives at 9:04 p.m.
Damn it.
Today, I believe, yeah.
9:04 is the last day?
9:04 p.m.
Last time.
9:04 p.m. is officially
come on.
Autumn.
You can already tell the days are getting shorter. It's hey, you know what? When that time change sneaks up on us and I start bitching about it again on the radio.
This is
I'm
the last year, isn't it?
It's everybody else's fault. Nobody brings it up until it's time. We should have changed that. God.
I think this is the last year, though, isn't it?
No, they proposed it. It's not a thing. It's not going to happen. They say that all the time.
Yeah.
But then they push it to the side. We're all going to have fun in the summer, you know, because last time it was the good time. It went back to make the days longer. Nobody bitches about that one.
What, do we gain an hour or lose it? No, because here we spring forward, fall back. So we're gonna gain an hour.
You don't change time, period.
Doesn't work that way, all right?
Doesn't work that way.
We're not in a DeLorean, okay? All right? We can't just be all willy-nilly with time.
Oh, it's brutal. It's a brutal thing. Well, anyway, there it goes. Hope you enjoy it. Getting dark at 5:30 coming up soon.
Let's be honest, Hunter. Did we accomplish anything we wanted to this summer? I didn't. Nothing.
Hell no.
It's gone.
I golfed a lot.
That's it. And you're not any better, so nice job. Nice job. You wasted your summer.
Where did it go? Seriously, though, where did summer go?
I remember starting.
What'd you do?
Honestly,
like two highlights.
Two highlights are one trip, but that was like at the very end.
And
I don't know, maybe took my boat out. it's stressful every time you take the boat out. So it's like, all right. Summer sucks.
Damn it.
Remember when you were a kid and you didn't have anything to do?
And it felt long.
Yeah.
And could get out of school and then like, oh my God, I got 3 months. Man.
Three months felt like a lifetime, man. And you just
really did.
Just putzing around, farting around.
Now, you know what it is? It's crunch time here in summertime because it's active. That's when, you know, people from Chicago come. That's when the money's flowing. Yeah. And so you gotta put your head down. You got to work.
Well, it sucks.
You got to work hard for 3 months.
It sucks.
And then it's gone. And it gets cold.
and then we die. That's it.
Jeez.
Anyway, so yeah, and summer's over. Nice job. Nice job, everyone. Really blew it this time. Lastly, according to a new poll, 51% of American adults secretly stash about $1,000 somewhere in their home just in case. And nearly two-thirds of us prefer keeping our savings in bill form, proving cold hard cash is still king. I hate having cash in my house. I don't.
You know?
I don't.
I don't have anything stashed. Here's the thing. If it goes down, the system goes down, you think that note, that piece of paper is going to be worth anything?
I know. We all think that holding.
Like if you're going to be stashing something, at least stash like gold. Like I can kind of wrap my brain around that.
Yeah, some precious metals or gems. No, I don't like having cash in my house because I always feel at some point either I'm going to lose it, the house is going to burn down, and then there goes that cash.
There it goes.
Somehow someone's going to break in and know that I have cash in the house, and they're going to steal it. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's just cash. I never really, you know what I have cash for? I've said this before. Keno. That's basically it.
Kinos and strippers. That's it. That's it.
And, you know,
it's the only
really
thing
going
you need
to the
cash
strip
for.
Club. So it's one thing, basically. Yeah. Keno.
Yeah, good
even
cover.
Drug dealers take card now, for Christ's
exactly,
sake.
Exactly, yeah. And you got what's that little cube swipe thing that they put in your phone?
Yeah, the square.
Do you take PayPal? Yeah, I do, absolutely. I'm a 21st century drug dealer. You know what? Yeah, if your drug dealer's taking card, all right, that burger joint down the road should be taking card, for God's sake.
Exactly.
All right.
Come on.
That pizza joint up the way, it's like, nah, cash only. Come on now. That's how we used to do it back in the 40s. Well, you suck.
I have gold shillings. Do you take that?
Yeah. Yeah. How about an IOU? It's just as good. It's just as good as cash.
250,000.
Yeah. Here's a gold tooth. How about that? Does that work?
You know?
Since you only take cash and it's 2022.
How about some straight trade?
Yeah.
Get this buffalo hide you can have.
Here's a woven blanket.
It's a quilt. Here's 1804.
Here's a bushel of corn and some pelts.
Because that's what you're doing to me.
Unbelievable. Oh, but good news, though. We got an ATM right here with a ridiculous surcharge on it. So if you need cash. So if you need cash for our cash-only business, go over there, pay the surcharge, give us more money, and there you go. That's, you know what? I'm going to do that, Hunter. Thank you. That is the best idea. Next time it's a cash-only place, I'm going to keep a pelt in my car. And I'm going to be like, oh, 1 second, I don't have cash, but I got something.
I do have cash. I do have trade.
And I'm going to go and make it. You might as well, if you're doing cash-only, you might as well accept this beaver pelt that I harvested.
Is this the Oregon Trail?
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Anyway, that's your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.